Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about using AI, specifically ChatGPT-4, to create winning ads.
Exciting. What's the main takeaway?
It's all about learning how to prompt these AI models effectively, especially for visuals. Better prompts mean higher ROAS and potentially a very profitable business.
Makes sense. So how do we do it?
Our guest Jacob showed us some awesome examples. He highlighted how important inspiration images and product images are, even more so than complex prompts.
Interesting. So, less about flowery language, more about the right visuals?
Exactly. He showed how you can take an existing ad, add your product image, and GPT-4 will remix it into something new. He created a great one for Jones Road Beauty this way.
That's pretty slick. Does it always require a reference ad?
Not necessarily. For well-known brands like Adidas, GPT-4 has enough data to create something amazing from scratch. He showed an example with a runner and the pyramids. Super creative.
So the AI understands brand aesthetics.
Yep, and fonts too. It can even adjust aspect ratios. Jacob also showed us Sora, a platform with an explore page where you can see other people's prompts and remix them. A great resource for inspiration.
That's helpful. I always struggle with prompts. Is there a certain structure to follow? I get stuck throwing in words like hyper-realistic.
Apparently, it should be clear and direct. A good tip he shared was to start a new chat for adjustments. Continuing on the same thread can lead to lower quality as it uses the generated image as reference, which inherently can have flaws.
Good point. I imagine it can get repetitive.
He then showed another example, recreating a Rise ad for Athletic Greens. Change the background, the price, everything. It looked fantastic, almost like magic.
It feels almost unfair. Doesn't it? Like leveraging another company's marketing spend.
Jacob argued that this kind of remixing already happens with marketers using inspiration and templates. ChatGPT-4 just makes it faster and more accessible.
I see. Interesting.
He also showed how to change the concept of an existing ad, turning a Black Friday Ridge Wallet ad into a Christmas one. Simple prompt, great result.
Got it. So it sounds like the possibilities are endless, especially with targeting specific holidays and events, even birthdays.
Absolutely. He even made a funny rippling ad referencing their recent controversy. Now, imagine AI creating timely relevant ads automatically based on trending news.
Wow, that's powerful.
Then they did some live cooking, creating an ad for Jacob's company, LCA. They used a vintage Rolex ad as inspiration, focusing on a luxury feel.
How did that turn out?
It was a cool experiment. The AI generated a man pointing, similar to the Rolex ad, but replaced the watch with, well, it tried. It got the typography right, the logos, and the overall vibe was good.
Sounds promising. Did they refine it further?
Yes. Jacob stressed the importance of opening a new chat for revisions. He then added more details, like specifying the logos of the companies LCA works with, aiming for a cleaner result.
So iteration is key.
Definitely. The final ad was impressive, especially considering it was created in minutes. It highlighted the power of AI for creative tasks like this.
This is mind-blowing. Imagine the potential.
Indeed. Jacob also mentioned that these images can be animated and used for video ads. The conversation ended with a call to action for more episodes on this topic. Definitely a lot to think about.
This has been fascinating. I am ready to start experimenting with ChatGPT-4 for ad creation. I'm sure our listeners are too. Thanks for sharing these insights.
You're welcome. And thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with more exciting discussions on AI and marketing. Until then, keep experimenting and stay creative.
Goodbye.